Welcome to a Beast Life brand mini episode. Get ready, Lions Tribe. It's time to live powerful and represent. Let's break some chains with 5 minutes of fire.
5 minutes of fire.
Hey, what's up, Lions Tribe? Your boy Fired Up Phil here, giving some 5 minutes of fire, driving in my truck, and I got to thinking about something I really want to share on balance. I think that the word balance is kind of, for me, it's been a little bit different than I've been taught in the past, and I think it's a little bit misconstrued by people. I think people attempt to have balance, but sometimes they fail at it. A lot of times they fail at it, honestly, and they have a hard time understanding why. And I think I have an answer for you. I'm going to shed some light on balance for you in this 5 minutes of fire here that is taking me some time to just accept and understand. And it allowed myself to stop beating myself up when I didn't feel like I was living in balance and stuff. So with that said, let me just talk for a minute. Like, what am I talking about balance? Well, like, let's just say balanced living, okay, is what I'm talking about. Like, you always hear the term like, okay, you know, we should live life in balance, right? We should have some balance in life. And I believe in that 100%. That is dead on accurate. Yes, we need to live life in balance, right? We can't neglect lots of important areas of our health and of our, you know, of our life and business. And like, we have to have all these areas of life that work on and you know, obviously have them operating at a high level. We don't want to neglect our health, for example, and then we would be living out of balance in health, but we're making a ton of money or something, right, in business, and vice versa. We don't want to be so, you know, caught up in, you know, working on health in our life, let's just say, using the same example, and we're not working or building a business or making any type of good significant financial gains to put our family in a better position and be able to give us more options and whatnot, right? So life is definitely about balance. You know, we have to balance work with fun. We have to do all these different balancing acts in life. And one of the things, though, that I've realized that I used to get very discouraged was, like, I always would look at my life and I would be like, dag, man, like, I just feel like I'm not living in balance. Like, right now, I'm kind of neglecting, having fun and stuff like that because I'm working so hard on things. Or, you know, I always felt like I wasn't able to do that, like that, the Chinese symbol, like the yin and the yang is like, it's like a perfectly balanced symbol, right? But I always felt like I could never get my life, you know, yin and yang, so to speak. Like, I couldn't get on that level of like, kind of like pure balance everywhere. And, and there's so many different areas of our lives that we have to consider: relationships, money, you know, business and career and work, children, health and fitness, right? There's all these different things that are important parts of our lives that we don't want to just neglect. So what am I saying? Well, I'm saying this to you. If you've had struggles like I've had struggles trying to live in perfect balance, I'm going to tell you that that's okay. I'm going to tell you that I have kind of adapted into my life a different type of balance and a different way of living in balance. What I mean by that is I don't focus anymore on having all these areas of my life in perfect balance at one point. So what I do and what I find is more useful for me is that I am able to focus on specific areas of my life. And I think what I mean by that is, like, I'll take an area, let's just use fitness again, for example. I'm not in the best physical, you know, fit shape all the time, right? So I focus on periods where I'm more big on physical fitness and I'm more focused on it, right? Because I think focus is so important, because when you're trying to balance too many things at once, you lack proper focus. How can you possibly give all of your energy to all of these different areas of your life all at once? And the truth is, it's very difficult. You can't. You're never going to be able to put as much effort and energy and time and resources into one area if you're putting them into all the areas. So what I find works good for me is I will pick, I'll pick certain areas of my life that I feel need work at the time that I'm focused on, and I'll work on them. And so when it's time for me to get back in gear and get back on track, if I've slacked off a little bit in fitness and health, again, using that example, well, I'll just focus on my health and fitness, and that'll be a focal point of my life for a period of time. And then I'm able to make really great gains in that and get that back up to, you know, where I want it to be. And then in another area of my life, I'll focus on, you know, later. So like maybe I'll be focusing on, you know, having a lot of fun, you know, and I'll say, well, I want to plan some more vacations and stuff like that, because I just went through a season of a lot of work, because I felt like, you know, work was, the opportunities were there in business and this and that, and I neglected, you know, my fun time, I neglected my enjoyment time with my family and taking vacations and doing those things. So then we'll just, you know, focus on making sure that I bring that back up to balance. Or maybe vice versa, like maybe I'll focus on working on a project in business or taking advantage of those opportunities in business. But I place my focus, my attention, my effort on, you know, not everything, but a few things at a time, so that I can have better, you know, a better effect, better result by doing so. And then what happens is you're constantly, you know, raising those areas of your life that you're focusing on. And then once you move to another one, yeah, those might start to fall a little bit, but you've raised them up and you kind of overall end up remaining in a type of balance. And so for me, that's what's worked for me, because I used to try to do everything at once, is to try to get everything on track all at once. And what happened was, like I said, it just never really worked for me. Now, if that works for you, then awesome. That's great. You don't need to, you can turn this off right now. You don't even need to listen to it, right? But for me, it was a struggle and it didn't work out right for me. So I'm just dropping this track because some of you out there might find it a little bit more difficult to balance your work and your life and balance your health and your fitness with, you know, all the other things, and balance your parenting and balance all of these other things that are important to us in our lives. So maybe you might want to try what I'm suggesting here, which is to focus on, you know, one or two of these areas of your life and start to raise them up, right? So, you know, maybe parenting is the thing that you need to work on right now that you feel is slipping from you, right? Well, good. So that's awesome. Awareness. This is the first key, right? So, hey, I know that I want to work on my relationship with my kids, my parenting, you say to yourself. And so then you start to place a lot of your effort, your time, your energy on doing so that you can get the results, and then you can become a better father or mother and have a better relationship with your kids. And, you know, you start to get those results and make that improvement. And then you can move to your health and your fitness. And you can say, you know what? I'm tired of being overweight. I'm sick and tired of being out of shape. I'm tired of not feeling good, having the vitality to kick ass in business and life. It's time for me to turn up my health and fitness a notch. And so then you focus on that. And obviously, you're going to get results. When you place that emphasis and when you place that focus on things, focus has power. And that power in that focus will get you results. You spread yourself too thin, in my opinion, when you try to do too many things at once. You try to balance everything in your life all at once. For me, it didn't work. So I'm giving this to you and I'm saying, hey, if you're struggling and you know that there's certain areas of your life that you want to improve and you've had a struggle and a difficult time doing so, you need to focus on those areas. You got to focus on each individual area and you know, work on getting that to rise. And speaking of rise, I'm excited because we have a program that we are launching shortly called Rise, which is going to help everybody kind of do exactly what I'm just saying. We've laid out different areas and different things in life that are going to be essential to live powerful. Our Beast Life motto is live powerful, right? And represent. You're not going to be able to live powerful and represent if you're living life and you're, you know, you're way out of balance in your power areas. We have something that we've developed called the Lion's Shield, which we're going to teach within that Rise program. So be on the lookout for that if that interests you. And, you know, I can't wait to be able to share all that with you and help people live powerful and represent by uncovering and understanding, you know, the areas that are important. And not only that, but how to live powerful and how to have that awareness. And then more importantly, how to do things, particular things that are going to drive results in your life so that you can truly live powerful, like the king and like the queen that God created you and I to be. That's what's up. That's what we teach here. That's the Beast Life. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of 5 Minutes of Fire. I hope maybe if you are struggling with some areas of balance, you know, in your life and the different areas, I hope that this dropped a little bit of insight and maybe was helpful to you in allowing you to say, you know what, I'm going to pick an area or two of my life that I'm going to work on improving. And I'm going to look at balance from a different lens from now moving forward. I'm not going to stress myself out because I'm not perfect. But what I'm going to do is focus on getting my life in balance by focusing on one or two things at a time and working on them instead of spreading my energy out way too thin so that I don't get any results. And that's what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm going to sign off right here. I hope you enjoyed the 5 Minutes of Fire. I'm your boy, Fired Up Phil. I love all of you. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. And peace out and God bless. See you on another one.
All right, Lions Tribe. That wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.